Well, we have, of course, the traveling Vietnam Wall, which we're super excited about. We think that's going to be a wonderful added attraction. So we're just kind of, you know, getting an update from Steve and Peggy Johnson on that. And it was just a few of the chairmen of the Rhubarb Fest. It wasn't a full committee because technically we can't all meet. But, yeah, we just were getting updates, talking entertainment, you know, talking funding for all of it, and because that's a big ticket items, and just want to make sure we're prepared and trying to prepare as much as we can, you know, for next year, which we're confident that we'll be ready to go and can have the go ahead to have all these wonderful things again. So that's what we're hoping.
Yeah, and you had to feel good just to get together to talk about the event. That had to feel good for the soul, I would assume.
Yeah, and it felt a little more normal, you know, to plan for the future and events. And we know that the Rhubarb Fest is important to a lot of people for lots of different reasons. And we just want to have it if we can, because economy-wise, and you know, just bringing the people together, you know, and it's just good for Aledo and Mercer County, and 30 years is something to celebrate, and we're going to do that, and we hope we can. So we're trying to be ready, and you know, just have all our ducks in a row. So we're excited about it.